Harvest continues across the great Northwest as we return to Northwest Vine Time on the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Brian Bushlack in our 10th vintage here on the airwaves across the Pacific Northwest, whether you're listening in Walla Walla, Woodinville, Southern Oregon on KMED, or in the Willamette Valley on FM News 101 KXL. We welcome you back to Harvest and our great friend Joe Dobbs from the Dobbs Family Estate and Wine by Joe joins us. And Joe, before we talk more about Harvest, I want to share just a great story. You know, we had not spent time at Willamette Valley Vineyards until this spring, and I had the opportunity to really spend about 3 hours with Jim Bourneau and go behind the scenes into his personal cellar. We taped a show there, and I got to tell you, I brought your name up, and from your time at Willamette Valley Vineyards, and I didn't unfortunately have this on tape because we were walking through the winery. But Jim Bourneau, just the moment I mentioned Joe Dobbs and your name and our relationship, and I mean, he just lit up, and he said, you know, I knew that the moment that Joe got here, he was going to do big things in this industry, and he was just so complimentary of you and everything that you've done for the Oregon industry in general. And I just wanted to share that with you, because coming from a guy like Jim Bourneau at Willamette Valley Vineyards, that really means a lot.
Thank you, Brian. That's very kind of you to bring that up, especially on the radio. Jim's a great guy. He's been complimentary of me, and I appreciate it. I worked my butt off there, and it was a great opportunity for me to, I call it graduate school. You know, I had worked for smaller wineries as a winemaker, and I was always the guy who was pitching the yeast in the tents and maintaining control. And when I went to Willamette Valley Vineyards, it was winemaking on a completely different level. It truly was graduate school, and learned how to manage. Also how to manage and run a business because it was public. That was a new experience for me. And it was a win-win, I think. It sounds wonderful.
Yeah, and here's your turn to give them. I know you give them so much credit for the career you've had, because you talk about the business aspect of it. I mean, that's one thing you have always impressed me with, is your business acumen in the wine industry. And, you know, in talking to Jim, I mean, you know, the guy is a legend in Oregon wine, you know, first to go public and to, you know, really bring that business aspect to the industry. And there's so many things he's done for the industry that have really set the standard for other wineries.
Oh, absolutely. Jim has an incredibly deft talent in working with the legislature and understanding how to get things done legislatively. He has been responsible for a number of big issues that have helped the whole Oregon industry. It's all for one and one for all. That has really helped us grow. He's been on boards. He's been on committees. He's given an incredible amount of his time and energy in his life to the promotion of this industry. He's probably one of the best promoters I've ever worked with or around. They just completed a beautiful $6 million renovation in addition to production and tasting room and a hospitality suites at the tasting room. Should go check it out. Go to Willamette Valley Vineyards. Come see us. Come see a few people on the way. And they're actually doing another public offering to build a winery here in Oregon and one in Washington State. So it's great to see how this industry is growing. It's 28th vintage, as I say, for me in Oregon. It's changed so much, and we're like a rocket ship just continuing to grow.
If you're just joining us, this is Northwest Vine Time on the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Brian Bushlack. We're joined this weekend by our good friend Joe Dobbs at the Dobbs Family Estate and Wine by Joe. As Harvest continues, we've got Joe for about another 30 minutes here or so until the top of the hour. And, you know, Joe, I wanted to touch on Southern Oregon. We have talked about that on Northwest Vine Time. And since we met, I've made several trips down to Southern Oregon, and you know, you were really one of the first Willamette Valley winemakers to embrace Southern Oregon and tell our audience about Southern Oregon fruit. And I got to tell you, we've been down there quite a bit. In fact, we were down there for about a week this spring and made another trip this summer. You've got Dyson at Hillcrest and Roseburg, and that area is just exploding, and Umpqua Valley and down Applegate Valley, and
You've got so many friends down there. I know you went to school down there for a while, and it's really been exciting to see what's happening for our friends in Medford and Jacksonville and Roseburg, because the industry there has really come a long way in the past 10 years, hasn't it?
It definitely has, yes. I went to school in Ashland, Southern Oregon University, and so it's kind of my second home down there. The first fruit that I sourced was for Hinman Vineyard, Sylvan Ridge, when I started making wine there. First fruit out of Southern Oregon, that is, in 1993, I believe. And the reasons for that is, look, we're a cooler region here. As a winemaker, you need to hedge your bets. And we wanted to source some fruit out of Southern Oregon. It made sense to me that every year gets guaranteed ripeness to make a particular style of wine. And so I started sourcing some Syrah out of Southern Oregon, some Chardonnay. Southern Oregon has completely exploded. And when we talk about Southern Oregon, we're talking about the Umpqua Valley, the Illinois Valley, the Rogue Valley proper. And there are a lot of vineyards going in down there. In fact, we've got some fruit that came in the door today from Blue Heron Vineyards, which is one of the largest contiguous plantings of grapes in the state of Oregon. It's around 500 acres. It's great quality fruit. Wonderful people, very well farmed, high quality, and there's a number of Willamette Valley wineries that are buying that fruit. I've got those longtime friends. They're like Michael Moore is about my age. He's the son of Don and Trouty Moore that we've talked about for years.
Yeah.
He's been very instrumental in the growth of the Southern Oregon wine industry. Michael's just purchased some additional properties that we're going to be getting fruit from. He's kind of the, I call his dad, Donnie Grapeseed, and Michael's a chip off the old block. growing the company, it's really exciting, and I love going down there. I mean, as I say, it's kind of my second home. If I wasn't well entrenched here in the Dundee-Salem area, I would be down in Southern Oregon.
Well, I would second that. And, we had the Moores on. And if you didn't hear that show, you can podcast it. But we were down there in Southern Oregon for a week, and we featured them on a show this past spring. Had a great trip down there. I will second that as well. As we head to the break, next time you plan a trip, especially when it's a little rainy in the valley across Seattle and Puget Sound, boy, it's a quick trip on Alaska Airlines down to Medford and beautiful, sunny Southern Oregon. And when we continue, more on harvest across the region here with Joe Dobbs on Northwest Vine Time.